tell you the cards real quick, and then I'm going to go smoke while you guys plot and scheme, because it's pretty obvious, especially to detectives like you, that this case doesn't, it seems to be a weird sidetrack onto something else that could have ended very differently, if not for the park bench and moving vehicle. So, the...
We're back in New York?
No. And you're still in Las Vegas. Let's see. Pete has clogging greed. Anti-reaming butt plug.
Oh, did we get new refills?
Yes. How do you say anti-reaming butt plug?
That's a tricky one. Yeah.
So I've gained a new clogging greed.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Right. Look at those. That's not bad.
Wow. Tell Pete what's on the reverse dice card. He'll get a kick out of it.
Caution, Australia, and the sign's upside down.
And so is the land.
Yeah, so is the land.
So clogging greed, anti-reaming butt plug, skill 5, and a successful mission with a picture of what could now be, because Danny Cortez is dead, God rest his soul, Doyle snorting coke off of a hooker's ass.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was last night.
Yeah. Tina still has his easy reading. Also, he has one place easier and speed reading. God must want him to get a book and a skill 5. Abel has clogging greed, protected gear, skill 10, supporter 10.
This is beginning mission, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and favor, limited master plan the favor. Huh. Just because I know I won't keep it, so yeah. I might as well get some.
Fair enough, yep. Yeah, that's a fair call.
Picture of Mr. Jigsaw on it. Pete actually knows who Mr. Jigsaw is.
Mm-hmm. Real-life person.
He is a real-life person.
Tobin Bell?
What?
Yeah, he's a real-life person.
No, I meant the one from
the
movie.
Yeah, the actor, Tobin Bell.
No. He was played by Tim Curry, that one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I thought you were talking about the guy in the X-Files with the jigsaw all over him.
Oh, no. That's the conundrum or something.
Yes, the conundrum. Yeah, that's who I thought you were talking about.
No. Mr.
Tobin Bell is the actor who plays Jigsaw in the Saw movies.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know about him.
He's a tall, white man, bald, he's an older guy.
Yes.
He actually looks a lot like the actor who plays Freddy, except he's younger.
Yeah. Tobin Bell is a lot taller. Really Robert Englund is kind of short, but he's a good actor.
Carpets? Yeah. Really pull the room together.
Yeah, I'm bringing it all.
Yeah. The only thing I'm worried about, I'm getting a carpet in here, is if we get an air.
Okay, water time.
Well, now that this is here, it wouldn't fit.
Right.
Like before, it would have fit right in here.
Right. Which I'm not sure on that, because I'm thinking I need to go to Walmart sometime and get one of those big fucking shelf units.
You know you can get the 5-shelf thing for $30.
Is it 30? I haven't seen those.
Yeah. You saw the little shelf I had, and you saw the bookshelves in my room? The two bookshelves that
I was thinking, like, the industrial one, because I want something I put papers and books into, because that's a little narrow in that
shit.
And I assume we don't get any sand for that mission. Yeah, Tennis, my character, before he became Sherlock Holmes, was a bit, still does photography, but as a sideline, he did a bit of photography, and one of the cases we had was involving the Suicide Girls, and my character had actually done photography for the Suicide Girls.
Cool.
So I had several favors with him.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty
and I was
cool.
Actually dating several of them at the time in the game before my character became Sherlock Holmes and changed his wild sleeping around, taking drugs, etc. attitude.
Well, you saw the picture.
Mm.
Just don't know how to get it on the forum, but...
Basically, you just need to place it on a free photo bucket or somewhere like that.
And then that sucks.
Or something equivalent to that, basically. You need to have it hosted somewhere. You can't, unfortunately, upload pictures straight to the forum. You can only link to them.
If I'm in a party and they won't know who Nick Chico is, then I just
picture. That's what other people do. They say, they post up pictures. This is what my character looks like.
And you guys hear this.
I answer my phone.
Excellent. And... Hello?
Hello, Sherlock Holmes speaking.
Thank God. It's me. It's Dr. Volk, you think?
Yes, Doctor. How is New Orleans?
Did we get any sand for the last mission?
No.
Okay.
He says, I need a major imposition, Holmes. I am very, very sorry, but I was wondering if you could meet me in New Orleans. Something's come to my attention, and I want to be sure to tell you about it before it's too late.
Too late.
Yes.
Certainly, Dr. Volk, currently in Las Vegas, but...
I can help cover travel arrangements if that's needed.
Certainly.
Very well. I'll have 4 plane tickets, 5? How many is it in your party?
What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
And you're going to leave your wife stranded.
You got the hang on a minute. No. Yeah, 5, including myself.
Ah, very good, he says. I'll see you here as soon as possible. You hear somebody yelling and hammering on the wall. He says, meet me at the Cod. It's a hotel here in New Orleans.
Whereabouts in New Orleans?
Downtown. Main section.
Downtown. All right. Yes.
I need you here as quick as possible, Holmes.
We'll be on the next flight, then.
I'll call and make sure the next flight is.
Don't bring along the book.
Good luck. I'll see you soon.
All right. Good luck.
I call up Binky and let him
know that. He's in currently in New Orleans, Dr. Volk. He's the seismologist that we met on the flight over. Nick?
Yeah?
So he has no book to bring.
Shows a book on seismology. Nick's like, at last I get to learn magic! Oh, this is so boring!
But strangely interesting.
Oh, look, the Earth shakes.
He's a professor who should have books.
Lots of professors have books. Whether or not they're books you are interested in reading is something entirely different. Mm-hmm. Yes, all right. So the canoptic jar, the other gunk. We will secure inside KBC for the moment. KBC Las Vegas for the moment, instead of lugging it all the way across the country.
KBCLB is happy to help you.
Good.
Someday, some other GM will build that up, and it'll be quite the scene, but for now, it's a small, shitty office in a large, shitty town.
We wave to Alex Kinley as we pass him while he's chatting to Elvis, and...
Take card for remembering that shit. Nada.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so... You guys board the plane. He did indeed buy the, $1,500 per person, I want to go right the fuck now tickets. And Doyle is just fucking hitting the fucking alcohol like there's no tomorrow.
Wait, so assuming...
I'm like hitting on the stewardess.
And assuming none of you guys have something you believe is urgent that we need to do, we're going to New Orleans. Blah, by the way, to make things easy.
It's only a couple hour flight, by the way. I don't know if you want to fucking try to nail a stewardess. Well, of course you do. What am I thinking?
99? Or is that several parts of bending?
No, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I needed to skill up for seduction.
Yeah, as soon as we have in Las Vegas, because it's a major city with millions of people in it, and we sort of implied part of the sticks.
Sorry, but what's wrong?
You're kind of coming in a little garbled and stuff, like you've been moving your mic or not speaking clearly, Abel. Not like you need to adjust gain, though. Gain's fine.
What were you saying again, Abel, sir?
I said I apologize to our listeners in Las Vegas.
Oh.
That's basically it.
Dude, if I apologize to every listener that I'd offended, it would just be a long list of apologies. It's like, oh, so you're from Iceland. Ha, ha, ha. Sorry.
I apologize.
You have a long list of gamers that apologize sucks. For you, so it breaks it down.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't gotten to anything.
Well, screw you, penis. I apologize to the Hungarians. Apologize to the Tongan people. You have a very nice country.
Not anymore.
Which we will blow up someday.
Continue, Logan.
Right. Cut to New Orleans. The central
Logan,
area...
do you want a seduction roll on the stewardess hitting?
Sure.
I'm like hitting on stewardess.
Sure.
Like, oops.
Might be good for a slap. Go for it. Alright.
No
so.
Fumble. You'll get a restraining order.
Mm-hmm. And howdy. Doyle's got several. So, Doyle, Holmes is base drug tolerance 5%. Holmes is on mute again. What? Sorry?
Yes, because I had a mouthful of pizza and I didn't want to chew in your ear.
No. You are not allowed to eat ever. So is base drug tolerance 5%, Holmes?
No idea. I think it was one of those make a con by one roll and you gave it to me at con by one or something.
Roll. All
right.
This is a good time to get a check and con and a new skill. Spend your pause.
Oh, new skill drug tolerance?
Yeah. Drug and alcohol tolerance.
I rolled a 12. That is a call to con by one.
Motherfucker. So, anyway, moving on. She shows him, kicking him out. He's like, why?
What is the skill called?
Drug / alcohol tolerance. Starts at con times one. Have a nice day. So, anyway.
You're like, I hate you, asshole.
I hate you all. Alright, so, cut to New Orleans. The central areas of New Orleans, where you're going to, are very old, and the narrow streets were designed for carriages. Let's see, neighborhood streets are packed tightly with cars. There's a lot of dark, narrow alleyways that Doyle thinks I could go stalk some people around there. A lot of blind alleys and dark, cluttered corners. Shutter-style doors, narrow. Sometimes there are side entrances into shops and things. A lot of old brownstones lie in the building. A lot of stairs. Some French colonial styles. A lot of wrought iron balconies and such. Excellent view of the goings-on from such a vantage point if you want to look for witnesses, but they won't talk. Looks like a lot of courtyard residences, heavy wooden doors, weird bands, and etc. So
they're not weird. They're small brass bands and such.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like that music.
And we're cutting now live to the hotel where you are being met by Dr. Volk and Miss Kent.
Right.
Here's what they look like.
Now. I was going to ask about them, yeah. Or about Teresa.
Yes.
Yeah, I walk up and shake Teresa's hand, I introduce myself. I say, you know, I wish we could have, gotten to spend a little time together on Tonga, but, you know, I respect Dr. Volk's work and your work, and, you know, I'm happy to see you here.
Here's what Dr. Volk and Miss Kent look like currently. Travis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Volk.
Right.
Kent. Oh, yeah, she's attractive. Dark hair or light hair?
I believe light.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, They both look very sick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They look sick?
They look tired. Or maybe they're sick and tired. Right. He says, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. You guys all are seated in one of those outdoor cafes and stuff. You know, there's some people going by. They've kind of tried to do parades year-round and whatnot. You know, for tourists and stuff. It's very small compared to Mardi Gras, you know. But they've got little things going on now and then, street performances and such. He says, I processed my data in the Woods Hole Institute. I also was paying visits to Ms. Kent while she was recovering.
Recovering?
Yes. She.
And how are you now, Ms. Kent?
Well, I'm feeling very tired and stressed. I was diagnosed as having a case of extreme claustrophobia, which is only occasionally expressed.
Ah, that is most unfortunate, being where you were at the time.
Indeed. Yes. While she recovered, I processed the seismic data and discovered some large anomalies in the seawall of the Tongan Trench. I've also noticed that there was another ship nearby. I checked with some friends in the U.S. military and discovered the name of the ship was the Proud Arane, A-R-I-A-N-E. With a bit of checking around, I discovered that it was owned by a Mr. Leguillon, L-E-G-O-U-L-L-O-N. I decided to meet with him in New Orleans on my way back to Tonga. I'd also cabled my ship, the Hippocamus, with the details of the new study to be carried out, which involved a more detailed survey of the anomalous area of the Tongan Trench. Unfortunately, I received a message. The Hippocamus was reported officially lost. No survivors.
Wow.
Indeed. Whoops. Yes, whoops, indeed, he says, stabbing a piece of pastry angrily. Unfortunately, during a heavy thunderstorm recently, Ms. Kent had a relapse. She was staring at the light-streaked, rain-drenched windows. Next thing, she was furiously kicking off her clothes. And yes, I'm afraid so. And ripping at the door handles, yelling to be set free.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. She was looking at the what?
The rain coming down on the window during the lightning storm.
Ah, she got right. Naked.
She gotcha. Mentioned her trainer before anything like that, he says. She blushes.
Give him the, like, what? Look.
You can tell the sensitivity training has not fully kicked in yet. However, she related to me at that time what she said. She said, well, how did you phrase it? She said, it was so huge, and then it looked straight into me. Oh, God. And behind its glowing eyes, I remembered it was something that I'd seen when I was down there. You know what I mean.
You saw it down there?
Down there?
Yes. Some horrible creature looking at me. And I know it sounds crazy.
Well, I'll be honest.
It doesn't
sound crazy as Kent. I mean,
she rolls her mythos.
Stop that, Holmes. That doesn't sound very crazy to me at all. In fact, I was worried about you, Miss Kent. I don't know if you remember, but I walked up to your stretcher when you were being carried away after that. I was concerned about your condition, and I seem to remember hearing that you had been very anxious to actually return to the same place, which kind of concerned me.
Yes, glad I decided not to, she says. But eventually I will have to go back down. It's my job.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps not down there. I'm thinking about trying to get a different thing. It's no reflection on Dr. Kent.
I see. I mean, I mean this in the most helpful way, but have you ever considered another line of work?
I'm starting to consider it now, she says.
But I'm a doctor.
They both look at you as though you are just lying to them. And
well, in the case of I'm still not clear. What would you like us to do for you now?
Well, you see, we're going to be... The seismic data didn't resemble a natural quake. Instead, it looked like undersea demolitions.
Mm-hmm. Which is what you'd mentioned previously.
Mm. I found the non-anomalous Tongan Trench Wall signal. I suspect that it's a body of material generating it that is highly ferrous. I think it's something large and made of metal in that region. I'd say on the order to a 50 to 75 story building, something along that scale.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, it's huge.
Whereabouts exactly?
He names the area that if you were to go down into that temple thingy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, as in if you go into the water?
Yeah. Yeah, down there.
So pretty much like the trench going right next to the island.
Yeah. Okay. He says, at any rate, they shouldn't be blasting at such depth in the subduction trenches in the specific rim. I'm informed to inform this Laguan fellow of the dangers, both to his own crew and the local inhabitants of Tonga. Blasting of this nature might set off a tsunami-starting series of quakes, not to mention, of course, the scientific ramifications if Laguan is indeed in establishing some sort of deep-sea environment. Of course, there are environmental considerations as well if he was to be mining at those depths. Then I thought the possibility perhaps they were trying to salvage a wrecked ship of some sort. I'm not really sure. I didn't discover a great deal, and I didn't get anywhere at the head offices of the company, Laguan International, Enterprises, rather. They wouldn't so much as peep as the possibility of deep-sea exploration interests. At the Port Authority, I found the people particularly unhelpful, but I did manage to find that the proud Arani had recently been refitted, however. Apparently she was refitted as a marine salvage vessel a couple of years ago. Now I came upon the idea of a possible shipwreck in the area once again, but I checked in the library and there was no record of any sunken ships in that area. I'm planning on going to have a talk with this Mr. Laguan thing, but I wanted to let you know that I believe there may be some sort of hanky-panky going on.
What model of ship was the Proud Arane?
He describes the ship you saw.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
He says, but what I would like to do is get together with you over breakfast and go over some ideas I have. I've booked your rooms at this hotel, and I'm thinking, why not get together at 8:30 in the morning? Is that too early?
Not at all.
Excellent.
No.
Well.
Professor?
Yes?
May I follow you to the library? I'm kind of interested in reading a couple of books.
I'm not going to the library, but if you would like to go to the library, he tells you how to get there from here.
Okay.
Good. Well, he stands up and he says, I'm sorry, my facts are so scattered, I'll get them in.
No, no, not at all. There's no problem at all. It's, it certainly raises a lot of questions.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, you've done some badass research.
I've tried to get them in more order, and at 8:30 in the morning, why don't we meet at the restaurant here in this hotel that he points at the hotel you're next to?
We're in New Orleans, right?
Indeed.
8:30? All
right. Mm. If that's too early, we could go for a bit later.
No, no. 8:30's fine.
Are you sure? Well.
I'm right in my assumption that you two are living here?
Well,
as in not in this hotel, but here in New Orleans?
Yes,
that's
actually,
where your base of operation is?
Yes.
Alright.
Yes. But...
And whereabouts are you actually staying at the moment?
We're in the French Quarter. He gives you the address and such.
Thank you.
Of course.
Just in case.
Yes. Well. Alright then. Till tomorrow morning, I trust that you'll be alright.
Certainly.
I've booked the...
certainly.
I prepaid the room for a week. It's the least I can do. Well, rooms, actually.
Thank you. That's greatly appreciated.
Of course. Well, until tomorrow at 8:30 a.m., he says, standing up and shaking hands all around.
Logan,
mm-hmm.
We are in spring break territory.
Hmm. I see. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, sorry. Anyway,
yes, Mardi Gras.
I was going to say, does that mean there's a Mardi Gras every night?
No, Mardi Gras happens at the near Easter, and I'm not sure if it is.
Right.
Easter's in February.
Easter's in April.
Oh, is it?
Yep, and we're in April.
Easter is different each year.
Yeah, it keeps shifting
it's
around.
It's March, April, so yeah.
Oh, man. Let's look
it up. I just know that college students in America get a week off in March, April time frame, and it's not the same week for all colleges, so pretty much Easter that whole day. Month is okay. Cancun and New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And any coastal city, pretty much.
April 12th to April 19th. Oh, sorry, April 12th is Western. Eastern is April 19th. Mm. I assume that's Western Christianity, Eastern Christianity. So yeah, April 12th, Easter starts.
Oh, Mardi Gras.
In 2020.
And we left April.
So this is Tuesday the 7th.
So we're closed.
Or is it Wednesday the 8th already?
I don't care about Easter. Tell me about Mardi Gras.
Yeah, is it Mardi Gras now? Mardi Gras. Or no?
Mardi Gras is the Wednesday before Easter.
Right.
So that's tomorrow.
So tomorrow's Mardi Gras. Wow.
Shouldn't be anything out there. Doyle?
Talk about.
Wow.
Oh, and I just got the drug alcohol tolerance scale. I'm going to test that one out.
Excellent.
Breaking that bad boy in.
Okay, so, Doyle, do you want, as those two go and get in a taxi, do you just want to run off screaming, Mardi Gras?
Yes, I do.
He runs off screaming, Mardi Gras.
I know the hotel room. I know which hotel we're at, right?
Yeah, but you don't know if you'll be able to find it in a few hours.
I'll find someplace to sleep.
There he goes. You don't think you'll see him at 8:30 in the morning, though. He's gone. All right, so what the rest do you want to do?
Sprint roll down the street.
Mardi Gras!
Yes. 2020. Nah, sorry. Mardi Gras. February 25th, 2020 is Mardi Gras.
Mardi, fuck! He yells.
I stop and walk back.
No, it's 47 days before Easter.
Mardi Gras. It shows a meeting on the park bench. Mardi Gras.
I turn back. You mean it's not every day?
I guess he is going to make that 8:30 meeting.
TV's lied to me my whole life.
It's celebrated on the first Sunday after the full moon that follows the spring equinox.
Correct.
Damn, our Christian religion is so
I'm like stepping in the cab saying, for you, it's Mardi Gras every day, Doyle.
Yeah, it is.
And like stepping in the taxi and riding.
All right, so what time is...
I rejoin the group, dejected and alone. Mm-hmm.
So what time of day is it?
It's like 7 p.m. Mardi Gras.
We'll go out to a nice restaurant.
All right, no problem.
They still have a spring break. Just not as cool.
Yeah. All right, so you guys go out to a nice restaurant, have food. Oh, by the way, you're broke again, Nick. You still haven't gotten paid. Mardi Gras.
Yeah, pay usually comes between games.
Mardi Gras. Well, when you're not traipsing over the world with homes, yeah. Alright, and...
Yes, no, I am paying for the dinner.
Awesome. I'm going to the library.
Where are you going?
So, I'm paying for the meals of the people that are eating with me.
Thank you.
Mardi Gras.
Badass. Yeah, I'm still paying off that window.
Yeah. Yes, well.
Stuff. Alright, and...
I paid off faster if I got promoted.
Well, you show that you're worthy of promotion, and...
Hand grenade's not worth it.
Yeah, jumping on a hand grenade, apparently not going to cut it.
I wasn't there, I didn't witness it.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, you're...
Relay the information, man!
So fucking harsh. All right, so, cut to 8:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Teresa shows up, she looks frantic.
Mm-mm. I think some people wanted to do other stuff.
I'm sorry, you go to the library and look for books on magic?
Yeah.
You absolutely don't find anything that really teaches you any spells. So, cut to 8:30 a.m. Teresa Volk shows up looking frantic. Shows her coming back in.
just to let you know, those books are not accessible to the public.
Right. Or Teresa Kent.
Maybe they have a special part of library.
No, they don't. No. So, Teresa Kent comes in looking frantic. There is no Teresa Volk. Logan misspoke. So, she comes in looking frantic and then looks around wildly.
Teresa.
Huh? She says. She hurries over to you.
Teresa.
He's missing, isn't he?
Yes, how did you know?
Soon as he organized a date for us for 8:30, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion something like this would happen.
She burst into tears.
Oh, come on!
She's crying.
You haven't even seen his dead body yet.
Doyle. Everybody in the restaurant stopped.
Doyle, what you have to understand is that people are mere mortals, and they care about other people and cry when they die.
She cries.
No! Okay, she says. I'm just gonna go for a minute, okay?
No. All right. She falls on the ground.
What happened, Teresa?
Restaurant staff hurries over. She's unconvinced.
I take my plate.
Oh, it's a buffet. And
she's standing over there.
Right. She's gotten into catatonia again. If only you had a giant mouse with you, that'd make everything okay. Apparently, her fragile psyche couldn't handle Doyle. Shows him with a plate of food. What?
All right, we'll help her up and head. Well, we've got the address of where they are, so.
No problem. You go over there. They have separate rooms. Good for him. Man of honor.
Dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
She was catatonic, man.
What are you going to do with her, by the way? Just leave her there on the floor with the staff bustling around her?
No. We're taking her with us. As I said, help her up.
We take her back to
her residence.
Right. She's pretty much out of it now.
You carry her?
I don't care if you carry her.
All right.
It's kind of hard because you're still balancing your plate of food, but anyway.
They won't let me take it with me, will they?
He's got one of the steamer trays. Anyway, right, so you guys go over there. His, her bed's been slept in and all that. His hasn't. Dun, 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 dun.
Is this still the same night or the next day?
It's the next day.
Okay.
Yeah. Get him comfortable.
Logan, big three.
Sure, you don't have a Zoocyte kit with you, and you kind of need that. It's Wednesday the 8th, I believe. Or is it later than that, Holmes?
No, it's the 8th.
Is it the 8th?
Yeah, that's about it. That's about right.
Yeah, you don't have a Zoocyte kit. You look around wildly and wonder where it went. Shows it in New York.
We can still look the place over.
Looking it over, it looks like it hasn't been slept in.
Yeah, we're looking for hidden compartments, all that happy crap.
Okay. Journal, diary,
other stuff.
Telephone.
Checking the closet, checking the drawers.
Under the mattress.
Checking under the bed for the boogeyman.
No problem. The boogeyman gets punched in the face. Punch in the face, boogeyman. No. His room is immaculate. In fact, he doesn't even have his clothes and stuff in there, or shoes, or anything. Nothing that
does it appear to be a office which is separate to his room?
No, it's pretty much a simple thing. Your rooms are nicer than the room he rented for himself. It looks like there's nothing of his in here.
Are there hangers? Like there used to be something in here.
There are hotel issued hangers. That's it. They're the stupid kind that unless you have their hook thing, won't work anywhere else. Keep interns from stealing them and taking them back to New York.
Yeah.
Bad Logan.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No sign he ever existed is in here.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Bet.
How long?
You got the right room.
How long have they been staying here?
I don't know.
Luggage? His luggage?
No luggage.
No luggage.
He has no luggage.
He just got back from a trip.
Hot.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, no indication that he was in this room at all.
You're hoping you got the right room.
Hmm. Go check her room out.
Looks like somebody's lived here for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so he was sanitized.
Mm-hmm. He certainly looks that way. Check to see any indication as to who she was seeing doctor-wise.
She was seeing some psychoanalyst person here in New Orleans. Plenty of indication.
Prescription medication?
Yes, anti-freaking out.
Xanax?
Yeah, whatever.
Try and chat to her, see if she responds at all.
Certainly. Does anybody have psychoanalysis?
I have xenopsychoanalysis.
She is a human, I'm afraid.
Damn it!
Yes. I'm pretty good at psychology.
You have psychoanalysis?
It's the same skill, I think, in your character sheet.
Carry on.
Psychoanalysis, psychology, the profession, not like empathy or anything like
roll
but
that
psychology.
Shit. Roll that shit.
I make it by half.
No problem. You managed to get her talking, although she's pretty out of it, what lay in bed type thing.
I'm just going to stay out of her line of sight.
Probably for the best.
Well done, sir.
I start crying.
Yes.
I have to punch her in the head.
Yes, you will. You might punch her in the head anyway. You never tell.
Only if she starts crying.
Bad Doyle.
Bad Doyle. Just show punch to the head.
No problem.
I see me wearing a shot collar in the ear. Ow!
Anytime you blink a violet thought, it goes off. So.
I try to maneuver myself between her and Doyle.
Oh no, he's gone outside.
So that he's
no, I left
hotel,
the room
right?
Before she even...
Yeah, it's a hotel. They have a book
okay.
in there.
Ah. What was the name again of the professor, guys?
Volk.
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 Yes.
Laszlo Volk.
Laszlo Volk.
His name doesn't
yes.
matter anymore.
He's next door.
Yes, it does.
I'm good.
Oh my god.
I'll be right back.
Doyle.
Logan, I'm going to the reception.
Doyle, go with Nick.
I'm outside the room.
No problem. You see Nick going to the reception and Holmes is like, go with Nick.
Cool.
You get out of Nick.
Stick together.
All right, tiny, tiny person. Come on, let's go.
He looks emo at you. So
basically, with stuff like this going on, it's best to keep in at least pairs, if not bigger groups. Don't go by yourself.
They're already gone.
Huh? Okay.
Oh, wait, no, there he is. All right, so... Okay, doing the psychoanalysis first, what do you want to ask her? She's responsive to direct questions.
When was the last time you saw the doctor?
Last night, he dropped me off. He said he was going to go visit Ligurian Enterprises, had an appointment, wanted to get more information for you.
I see. Do you know what time the appointment was?
I think 10... Maybe. Not sure. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. Do you know whereabouts Ligurian Enterprises is?
No.
Okay.
Says Doyle sitting on top of her, punching her in the head. Punching the head. Anything else you guys are wanting to ask her? That was an easy one.
Yes. Good. Did you hear anything at all during the night?
No. Just the roaring.
All right. Robert, if you've been speaking and asking questions, we haven't heard you.
No, I mean, I haven't, sorry, I don't have any real, like, particular insight about what to ask, so.
No. Alright.
Robert, punching suspect in head.
Teresa will track down Dr. Volk and see what happened. Do you have any other colleagues or friends here in New Orleans?
No. You must, she grips your arm, save him. Save him, Sherlock Holmes. You're our only hope.
Yes, so I'll pet her hand.
Do you have any family or anybody we should call?
I have a sister.
All right, I'll get the number from her.
No problem.
So I'll call your sister and we'll see what, you know, we'll get somebody here who can at least, who knows you, you know, to watch out for you.
No problem. Thank card for compassionate. Your compassionate card is eavesdrop, so you can overhear other people's conversations and be compassionate about them. What do you want to drop?
Gee, now I'll have to drop eavesdrop. I like my other cards.
Right. Meanwhile, at the front desk, ready to kill everybody.
Wait a minute, which four cards do I have already?
Plug and green, protected gear, skill 10, supporter 10, hook.
Oh no, yeah, I play protected gear.
No, you don't play it, you just keep it in your possession. As long as it's in your possession, you got three extra pieces
of protected gear. Oh, right, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I'll drop protected gear and take eavesdrop.
Oh, okay.
Protected gear going away. Okay, so, meanwhile, front desk. The desk attendant suddenly gets the feeling like somebody walked over his grave. He looks over and sees the two people approach him.
Ding!
He comes over, looks at the hideously scarred guy and the emo guy. May I help you? He says, hoping the answer is no, we were just trying to ring the bell and we'll be moving on.
I look at the little guy. Your show.
Unfortunately not. Hi, Nick Chico. I'm from KVC. I'm showing the person my badge.
He looks at it curiously, like, I wonder what this is.
I would like to get some information about Dr. Laszlo Volk.
Uh-huh.
If that would be possible.
He's been here for a few days, that's no secret.
Did he check out yesterday?
No.
His room has been unslept. I presume that everybody gets a key?
No, just the person who rents
to
the
his
room.
Room?
Does. No, just the person who rents the room gets a key to it.
Okay. So he didn't check out?
No. We discourage giving
Has he been seen last night?
Yes, I believe he came here and dropped off Ms. Kemp. His assistant.
And it was at what
no,
time?
Like I'm not really sure.
Around?
8, 9, something like that, I think.
Okay, and then he just drove off.
Or, yes, maybe. I walked, I don't know. Once they're out of here, I really don't follow them.
Do you have a security camera hanging outside?
No. We
okay.
find that a lot of college students believe that security cameras are good to take home for trophies.
Yeah.
Junior Camerazzi. Trophy! I'm a film guy. Travis like, yeah, I can see that.
I'm like looking at Doyle with look on my face like, help me out here.
Doyle's looking like, I can't wait till somebody runs. I'm going to throw a park bench at him and throw him into traffic. He's intimidating the guy. We're all intimidating. He's just staring at the guy like, I'm going to kill everyone.
By, I don't know, sixth? Seventh? By
the
seventh.
Guy's sweating. He's trying to figure out new ways to help you guys. He rings the bellboy and asks the bellboy to take your bags to your room. Bellboy.
Where's Ligulian Enterprises?
He finds out. He gives you an address.
I take it and walk off.
He says.
I stop. Turn around. Is there anything been dropped off for Dr. Volk?
No, take a card. No, he says.
Good day.
Okay, thank you. And I'm like following Doru.
He looks shaken, but not stirred. You guys head
up. I stir him around, and then I'm going back.
You guys head upstairs to rejoin the others. Yep. You're all together again.
Yep.
When suddenly Holmes looks at you and says, blah.
Thank you.
My God.
He's okay.
Yeah, we got an address for Ligulian Empresses. He apparently left right after talking to, or dropping off Holmchick and went there, obviously, from what you said.
Alright, let's head over that direction, see if we can see anything of interest, learn something.
You head over to the direction and learn interesting things.
Kick ass.
On the way over, in the taxi ride, Jane says, Holmes. Actually, she says, yes, Sherlock. Although she likes to call you Holmes sometimes, too. Sometimes John, for some damn reason. Anyway, she says, it seems to me that you may be getting deep into a special case thing.
Quite possibly. I wasn't sure if it was or not, but...
That means guns. Lots of them.
Mm. And although you don't like to
the
reveal...
The beast extra cage.
She does the thing where she looks at both in, both low pay grade guys and goes... She says,
Not that low. Mm. Not that high. Mm.
She says, I'm wondering if this might be a good time for me to split soon, just because I know that you don't like to say anything, but I know you do worry about when I do things.
Mm-hmm.
Viva Las Vegas.
Although it looks like with these two, you may have your hands full as it is, and I don't want to be a burden, she says.
You are never a burden.
What do you weigh, like a 110?
She's busy kissing Holmes right now. I'll tell you when they're done.
I just kind of...
Oh my God, guys, get a room.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
That's what I'm talking about.
She stops because Doyle's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. He really is getting into it. And that's
this is New Orleans.
Yeah, it's New Orleans. Come on.
Yeah, but she's not quite that open about her. Yeah. Anyway, she says, well...
Doyle, why don't you join them?
No.
I don't think I'm invited.
Take out the knife and threaten that one, she says, pointing
at who, me?
No, and Nick.
No, I gotta reach for my knife.
It's fine, too. Yeah, you can threaten Nick, too. Alright, well.
Alright.
Yeah, if you want to drop me by the hotel, I'll go ahead and make a plane reservation, because much as I would like to continue our soiree and such, I'm thinking that tomorrow I should fly out. So... Don't do anything crazy tonight because you know I worry. She says, do your best. That way I won't have to worry.
Don't worry, I'll take good care of him.
Oh, God. She looks at...
on that
we'll
note,
keep an eye on him.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to check out here. I'm feeling pretty woozy and tired, so...
All right, Abel.
He will be accompanying Jane... Back to the KBC.
He is
one of the more stable.
I figured it's better to do this than just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good to know when to call it.
Yes.
Fair enough. Alright.
Alright, dude.
Thanks for
catch
have
later.
A good night, dude.
Catch later.
See ya.
Alright. So she goes back, you guys head over to Ligulian Enterprises. I'm not gonna look for a shark because I don't know how much longer we're gaming. I think TJ was irritated, because he said some stuff that just confused me. I'll send it to Pete, because maybe he can tell me what the hell it means.
What time is it right now?
11:31.
Oh.
It's still early, I know.
Well, you've got several games going for the next couple of days, I understand, if you want to cut them a little shorter, just so you actually get some rest.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, basically, we're going to do some Ligulian Enterprises stuff, and then, here, Pete. Tell me if you can translate that, would you? Let's see. The headquarters of Ligulian Enterprises is the top four floors of the First Interstate building. It's a financial building, like they handle money there. Spanish tiled mosaic floors on the entranceway. That's from the outside, it looks like it's sitting on top of a bank. The Ligulian Enterprises, basically.
So they're like the launderer for the bank.
Yeah, apparently. Does that make any sense to you, Pete? I don't know.
Having no idea where he is, whether or not he means like that, be it like a casino or something.
I hope he's on time for the game, or he may freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's pretty much what you guys see. They are on the 24th through 27th floors of that building. 24, 25, 26, 27. Four floors.
All right. Do not fall out of any of these windows.
That's no.
Good, solid advice.
Although I do have a spell I'd be interested in trying out if that happened.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but probably a little shorter than the 27th floor.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
I'm thinking maybe the 5th.
That'd be a good test of it. 27? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Doyle McMichaels is fucking that.
So. Pretty much anything that'll let him.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much what you guys see, just heading over there, I mean.
Alright, so what's the plan? I mean, obviously, we're not going to get rowdy up in here. I mean, we can.
No, we'll just go upstairs and say we're just wondering if, Dr. Volk made his appointment.
Good call.
And, see what we shake loose. Yeah. As in, if they know that we know that he's got an appointment, whether or not, if they're involved in his disappearance, that causes them to send some hard goons after us.
Yeah, that's way better than throwing someone off the roof, because trust me, that never, other than being pretty funny, that doesn't really work as well.
You have an interesting sense of humor, Dor.
It's just the look on their faces.
You have a very interesting sense of humor.
It's like, oh shit, I'm dead. Oh, I'm dead.
Well, the Roomba disappeared.
In a nutshell,
was not on the ground. So you did something wrong, Doyle.
Yeah.
Gravity fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
In their entryway, going up there is not a problem. You know, the reception floor open to the public. You are the public.
Mm.
They have a marble fountain of Poseidon with a trident that makes you nervous for some reason, because it's got 3 points.
Yeah. I'm, like, measuring it with my fingers.
Battling a sea serpent, both figures are partially submerged in about a foot of water inside the fountain. Does anybody have archaeology or history?
I have.
Yes.
Roll.
Really crappy history.
Cool.
As in, I accidentally succeeded in a roll once in the skill.
Hmm.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Okay, I succeeded. In my history.
History by a half.
History by 2.
Wow. Yeah.
Not by half. By 2.
The statue is probably an original Greek work, dating from about 400 BC.
Weird. And I know it's old.
The walls of the reception area are covered with maps showing most of the corporation's shipping lines, as well as large color portraits of the larger vessels, such as the Southern Star, Mississippi Duke, some steamer, the Ponchartrain, to name a few.
It's like 17 syllables.
Yes. Yeah. And
around the boat.
After, talking to the receptionist and stuff like that, they have no knowledge of a Dr. Volk. They had no appointment for a Dr. Volk. They don't know who Dr. Volk is.
And they have no clue.
Not a clue.
That's right. Is one of the images on the wall the proud Aryan?
Oddly enough, no.
While he's talking to her, I'm going to lean over and just see if I can see her appointment. You know, usually they've got one day and then the next day.
No, it's all on computer and the screen is firmly twisted away from you.
Okay, that's fine.
But you do get a nice look down her dress. Down the dress!
Now, is that a sanity roll or is she actually attractive?
No. It's the kind of, they put an attractive woman on the memories. Nice.
Thank you for a wink.
Give me a seduction roll, you freak of nature. I'm emo, but I want to pick up somebody eventually.
You remind me of the brother on Wedding Crashers.
Restraining order. Anyway, she thinks you're a creepy stalker type. She says, good day.
Thank you for your assistance. Good day.
Take it easy. And you guys...
When we leave, and we'll go for a walk, and keep an eye out, guys, to see if there's anybody tailing us now.
Sweet. At last. Does anybody have counter-surveillance?
Nope. I'm just making use of things such as reflections in shops and that sort of thing, and just wandering up and down a few different streets.
Mm-hmm. Give me a counter-surveillance roll, as this is all covered under counter-surveillance. Holmes' next skill.
Counter-surveillance. Ooh. Counter. Actually got it above base.
Surveillance. Oh, I see. And don't forget all the skill pluses and supporters.
Yes,
and,
yes. I was going to say, I'll spend my skill 5.
All right, I will try.
Exactly. Everybody's got a chance at this.
Yes. Nick Chico has no chance at this.
No.
Holmes has not a clue.
Okay, I'm gonna re-roll just because that was a 100, and I don't want to, like,
say, and I think that's a fumble for Nick as well, unless he's actually got above base in counter-surveillance.
I fumbled, and I don't want to accidentally punch, like, you know...
Nick, you are being followed Nick. By Santa Claus, you swear to Christ.
Oh my god.
11. No. That's not good enough. Hmm.
So.
What'd you roll?
I rolled an 11, but I don't have a good base. So.
That's what I need.
Sherlock Holmes, 1 encounter surveillance. Absolutely fine. That's
typical. Mm. Yeah. Just when Robert's skills will pay off.
Oh, totally. He would be the fucking man right now, and if he's listening to this, you would have been the fucking man right now. Yep. Being the fucking man. Robert Bear. Fucking man. Ta-da. Chose his picture in a pose. So, yeah, everything's fine.
Y'all want to stop and get some coffee?
Yes.
You guys stop and get a coffee.
Two people want to continue on, and I'll stick behind.
The problem is that if it's a pavement artist, you don't have a clue. Or if they have a team. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on how professional they are. Let's go check with the morgue of the local police morgue of the area, see if there's been any Vicks turn up that they haven't identified that might match.
And Holmes gets a card for good, solid police work. It's a full, solid master plan.
Nice.
Ooh.
Cut to sanity rolls. Unless you have human gore and gross out, Max, which Holmes appears to.
Interesting. Holmes.
I'm getting there.
Ooh.
For the first very long time, you never...
This is Nick throwing up all over Holmes. Ah!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Roll a D6, Nick. Get high. Make Logan happy. Happy, Logan. Happy. Happy.
1.
Hold on, sir.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Pause it.
Throwing up all over Holmes and then painting and pissing yourself is more interesting than rolling.
Yeah, you know what? Just because it's Christmas, I'm going to pause it and re-roll.
Don't waste a pause on that.
Yeah. Just put one, mark off one sanity point and then put one toward human gore or gross out, your choice. Yes, you've identified one of their John Does. Found naked, dead. Cause of death, blood force trauma, beaten to death.
Like fists, looking at the bruising, or like a bat, or like a pipe.
Pipe.
Exactly. Alright, where best was he found?
He was found,
behind the building in a dumpster.
Yeah, he was found about 3 blocks away from, where you guys just were, roughly.
Wait, the Ligulian building?
Yeah.
Not even trying.
Yeah.
They probably own the police.
In a dumpster.
In a dumpster?
Yeah.
Go figure.
Owning the police. The morgue guy looks insulted, like, you think somebody can buy our cops? Somebody comes over and hands him 20. It's the money I owe you. Wayne says, he goes, shut up. for fantasy football, he says defensively, looking at Holmes.
I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh. I don't give a crap.
Not giving a crap, Doyle McMasters.
Michaels. You'll figure it out sooner or later.
No, I won't.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. Not figuring it out, right. Logan.
Talk if there's a cop working on this particular case.
Oh, there is. Yes.
Yep, he's like Chris, probably.
Yeah, he's only got about 87 cases. Overworked cop.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah, he's like, oh God, more college students are coming. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Did they ever recover from the hurricane?
They did, and everything was going swimmingly, and then a bigger hurricane came! Ha ha ha! Said God, that'll teach you to live there, and they're like, we're gonna rebuild. And God's like,
build a city below sea level.
Mm-hmm.
That's next to the ocean.
Yep. God hammers it, they keep rebuilding. And then, whining about God hammering it. Amazing.
That sucks.
Okay,
yes.